It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela, and as we continue with the program, joining me in the studio right now is Eric Kaharchik, who is Business Banking Officer with Range Bank. Good morning.
Good morning.
We set this up to get you in to talk a little bit about what we're hearing with PPP in this COVID era. This is the Paycheck Protection Program. Tell us a little bit about it. Give us a little background on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Paycheck Protection Program, something the SBA and federal government rolled out in early 2020. And really the idea behind the program is to keep businesses, their doors open, and their employees paychecks rolling in during this time of COVID-19.
And I know you've been doing this through the bank. How has Range Bank been helping with local businesses in particular with this?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working very close with our businesses through this trying time. You know, as far as the Paycheck Protection Program goes, the first round, we did almost 300 of them for almost over $37 million, which obviously is very important for those. That's a lot of money to the local area to keep those paychecks rolling in. And then the second round that started here in 2021, we're just a little over 150 applications processed through the second round so far.
So that's a good amount. That's actually quite a few already that you're going into this. It's March. Question that I have for you is, are there particular businesses maybe that you're seeing that are impacted by the pandemic, ones that you're working with?
Yeah, absolutely. The ones that seem to be most severely impacted is really a business that counts on people coming through its doors, you know, restaurants, entertainment venues like bowling alleys. Restrictions, shutdowns, things of that nature have really put a hamper on some of those businesses being able to continue the revenue streams.
I know there has been, and we're talking with Eric Kaharchik, who is Business Banking Officer with Range Bank, talking about the PPP money that's out there for businesses. I'm sure as this has been a program, as things have evolved with things, with all of the things we can and can't do with COVID and all of that, this program has evolved. Tell me a little bit about maybe some of the things that are different this year from what was done originally.
Yeah, absolutely. This program is definitely one of change. Probably the couple biggest things with the second round that have changed, in order to qualify, a business has to be down 25% in revenues. A quarter of 2020 versus that same quarter of 2019. So just a little more limitations on who can access the money. And probably one of the bigger changes that actually just came out in the terms of sole proprietors and independent contractors, they changed the way they are calculating who can receive that money and how much they can receive. And really the big thing with that is it's going to open up some money to folks who were ineligible before, but now they may be eligible to receive funds moving forward.
You know, Eric, you talk a lot about helping out the local businesses. You do this. This is what Range Bank is about. You're helping out the local businesses with information about this program and negotiating it and working your way through it. Talk about that in just a moment, but are there other services that you provide through Range Bank with, in particular for businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. Our business banking department, outside of the PPP loans that are going on right now, we can really help a business with basically any aspect of their financial needs, you know, whether it be loans for commercial real estate, lines of credit, equipment, other types of SBA loans, really anything that's going to help a business expand, refinance existing debt, you know, acquire a business are all things we can help out with and do on a daily basis. And then beyond the loan side of things, of course, we do offer, you know, free business checking accounts, savings, treasury management services such as direct deposit, fraud prevention, remote deposit capture, to just name a few.
Well, a lot of things that go into running the business side of a business and making sure the banking is done. Of course, this is why you're here this morning, is to talk about the Paycheck Protection Program. People have questions about this. You are there to help them through.
Absolutely. We are here, you know, every day working with our customers on this, existing and otherwise. You know, really, if someone needs to get in touch with us or wants to get in touch with us, certainly can stop by any of our offices in Marquette County, Dickinson County, or the Copper Country. Can always find us online at rangebank.com and contact us through there, or certainly contact our main office at 226-1025, and they will get you in touch with one of the business banking officers at Range Bank to set up an appointment to talk further on your needs.
Eric Kaharchuk is the business banking officer with Range Bank at the downtown Marquette location. Real quick, as we wrap up with you this morning, Eric, what would you give? What advice would you give to a business owner that's looking into this, but maybe is it's a little daunting? It seems like there's a lot to negotiate. What would you tell them?
Absolutely, you're 100% correct about that. You know, I would say just talk to your professionals, whether it be your local bank, your tax accountant. Those folks have certainly been through many applications of this and really should be able to make that transition and that process as smooth as possible for you.
That sounds like good advice. Eric Kaharchuk, business banking manager with Range Bank, the headquarters in downtown Marquette, serving the local community, the local business community, and that's what we like to do is keep you connected to the community as well. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
It's Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9.